This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba says government committed towards promotion of language, literature, culture and philosophy in the country. Children aged between 5 to 12 years being administered COVID-19 vaccine from today. And India's richest state, Maharashtra, in crisis as lawmakers flee. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba has said that the country is committed to the promotion of language, literature, culture and philosophy in the country, addressing the National Poetry Festival 2022 organized in Kathmandu today on the occasion of 65th anniversary of Nepal Academy. Prime Minister Deoba said the government was committed to supporting the new thinking and programs of the Academy in promoting the language, culture and philosophy of all communities in Nepal, adding that the great poet Lakshmi Prasad Devkota is a great genius of Nepali literature. Prime Minister Deoba lauded the work of converting the Kavi Kunja, Devkota's residence in Maiti Devi, into a museum. Prime Minister Deoba expressed the belief that the work of Nepal Academy to republish the works that were no longer available in the market would help the new generation in developing reading habits. The government has decided to vaccinate children with the Pfizer vaccine aged between 5 to 12 against COVID-19 in 27 districts from today. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, in the first phase, the first dose will be administered in 27 districts by June 29th. The second dose of the vaccine will be administered to the children of 27 districts from July 18th to 24th. In the first phase, vaccinations will be administered in Jhapa, Ilam, Morang, Sunsari, Saptari, Dhanusa, Parsa, Siraha, Mahottari, Kathmandu, Bhaktapur, Lalitpur, Kabri Palanchok, Chituan, Sindhuli and Makwanpur districts. All children will be administered the vaccines at school. In the second phase, the first dose will be administered in 50 districts from August 21st to 27th. Likewise, the second dose will be administered from September 12th to 17th. Fuel import through the Birganj transit point has increased significantly. The Birganj Customs Office said the import of petroleum products via this major trade transit point has gone up by 78% in the 11 months of the current fiscal year compared to the corresponding period last fiscal year. 2,531,660 kiloliters of petroleum products worth ₹153,360,700,000 have been imported using the Birganj transit in the 11 months of the current fiscal year 2022-23. This volume of import is 78.51% more than that of 11 months of the previous fiscal year. Similarly, the import of LP gas has also increased by 8%. Information officer of the Birganj Customs Office, Sumit Gupta, said although the import of diesel, petrol, aviation fuel and LP gas has increased, the import of kerosene has decreased by 30%. 70% of the fuel and 85% of the LP gas that is consumed in the country is imported through Birganj transit point. The Nepal Police has recommended the promotion of 17 Senior Superintendent of Police to Deputy Inspector General of Police under the Civil Police category. Additional Inspector General of the Police, Pooja Singh, also a member secretary of the Promotion Committee, said a meeting of the Promotion Committee, Nepal Police, yesterday took a decision in this regard in line with Rule 27(4) of the Nepal Police Act 2071 Amendment. Tremor has been felt in Gorkha and Karkaski district today. According to the National Seismological Center, a 4.9 magnitude earthquake has hit Pokhara and surrounding areas in the wee hours today. The quake took place at 3:56 a.m. with its epicenter at Dhampus of Machapuchiri Rural Municipality 7 in the Kaski district. Shockwaves from the quake were felt in Baglung, Parbat, Magdi and Tanahu districts. However, no details of losses caused by the quake have been reported. Similarly, the National Seismological Center has said a magnitude of 4.1 earthquake was felt in Gorkha district with its epicenter at Thumi of Gorkha at 7:22 a.m. today. Meteorological Forecasting Division has said the province number 1, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces are having general impacts of monsoon winds. Local winds, westerly winds and the east-west low-pressure line in Uttar Pradesh and Bihar of India are having an influence on territory of other provinces. The influence of this system is presently bringing partial to general changes in the weather condition in Karnali, Gandaki, Madhes provinces and province number 1 and partial changes in the remaining parts of the country today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is forecast to be generally cloudy in province number 1, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at some places in province number 1, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at a few places in Lumbini and Karnali provinces today. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international updates. India's richest state, Maharashtra, is witnessing high political drama that has put the fate of its government in jeopardy. Around 35 lawmakers, led by an influential state minister, Eknath Shinde, are holed up in a hotel in Guwahati city in the northeastern state of Assam, thousands of kilometers away from Maharashtra. They belong to the Shiva Sena party, which is currently governing the Maharashtra as part of a coalition with the Congress party and the regional nationalist Congress party. Mr. Shinde, who has been part of the Shiva Sena for decades, claimed that he is acting in the interest of his party, but his rebellion has brought the state's government to the brink of collapse. Last night, Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray, who also heads the Shiva Sena, left his official residence after delivering an emotional speech urging the rebel lawmakers to return and speak to him. Maharashtra is one of India's largest states and politically crucial for all national parties. It is home to India's financial capital Mumbai and the film industry Bollywood and some of the country's largest industries. The Taliban in Afghanistan has appealed for international support as the country deals with the aftermath of a devastating 6.1 magnitude earthquake. More than 1,000 people have been killed and at least 1,500 injured. Unknown numbers are buried in the rubble of ruined, often mud-built homes. Rescue efforts are being hampered by heavy rains and lack of resources. Southeastern Paktika province has been the worst hit and the United Nations is scrambling to provide emergency shelter and food aid. The deadliest earthquake to strike the country in two decades is a major challenge for the Taliban, the Islamist movement which regained power last year after the Western-backed government collapsed. Afghanistan is prone to quakes as it is located in a tectonically active region over a number of fault lines. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs reports that over the past decade, more than 7,000 people have been killed in earthquakes in the country. The leaders of the BRICS group of nations are meeting this year amid major shift in the geopolitical order. The group, which owes its name to the initials of its five member states, Brazil, Russia, India, China and South Africa, is holding its annual summit today, but without much fanfare or huge expectations. Talks will also be held in a virtual format for the third consecutive year. The last two were held during the COVID pandemic, but it's not clear why the leaders chose to skip face-to-face meetings this year. Some analysts say this is also partly due to the fact that the BRICS hasn't really lived up to the expectation over the years. When it was formed in 2009, the group was expected to reshape the global economy and create a new financial order to help the developing world. The economy has always been at the heart of the BRICS, but the Ukraine war is likely to loom large over the summit. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba says government committed towards promotion of language, literature, culture and philosophy in the country. Children aged between 5 to 12 years being administered COVID-19 vaccine from today. and India's richest state, Maharashtra, in crisis as lawmakers flee. Well, that's the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.